Good morning, everyone. So here we are together and gathering, and it's actually our last full day of practice. We are really have been journeying through these days, and since it can feel like there's a whole life between the point where we started and now, lots of things have been happening. Even we've been simplifying, letting go, softening in many different ways. And a real invitation to enjoy this last day. So very oftentimes it can feel that somehow this body, heart, mind is already starting to prepare for tomorrow. So it's very common to start to have these thoughts relating to the transition that will be happening tomorrow. All of us ending the retreat and going home. Really seeing how we can bring ourselves to appreciate this very precious time that we have. We have a full day of practice together. So we are supported by the silence. We are supported by this retreat, by each other. And we have been deepening in our practice. So the practice has been gaining momentum. We might have been noticing that the heart and mind is softening. There's something pacifying. There might be glimpses of loveliness. So really enjoying this opportunity as fully and wholeheartedly as we can. A lot can happen during one day, or you possibly have seen, actually. Sometimes even one sitting. Lots of things we can learn. So for this morning, I want to actually just offer something, but not too much, because we have been offering during these days lots of different approaches, aspects, ways of relating to our experience. So we in a sense already have lots of ways that we can work with, and Kirsten and myself, we have been at least trying to emphasize this playing. So looking what resonates, following this in a way, this inner wisdom, being guided by our experience, and at the same time trying out maybe something new ways of working, and playing with the sensitivity. So seeing how the heart and mind is responding to these different ways of relating. And in a way, knowing that we are playing with the fabrication that's happening anyway, and we can be really interested in understanding that more deeply and bringing curiosity to see how, for example, what was talked about last evening, how this clinging, how this identification is building the sense of self, also phenomena, thoughts, narratives, unpleasantness, suffering, or everything in our experience, and how this dissociating less. And we can also play with this skillful fabrication when we, for example, tune into these different resonances, like inclining the heart and mind toward kindness, for example, toward the sense of allowing something that feels supportive. And then we are playing with a skillful fabrication, and actually we can see that it may be that even if we are fabricating, we are actually fabricating less sense of self through metta, like was talked as well. So we have different possibilities we can try out, really see what happens. So how is the citta responding? How is the sense of self arising? And what happens in our experience? What happens with the sense of struggle, suffering at times when we bring go? Where do we find ease? Where do we find sense of relief? And we can, again, just a reminder to be curious to see any kinds of senses of self. So it's not an invitation just to see the less fabricated senses of self and enjoy them and learn from them. Also, the more fabricated senses of self are equally welcome. We can learn when we relate with them, play with them. And sometimes this is happening intentionally, like we have a practice intention, and sometimes we can see that actually, yes, I can see right now the sense of self was fabricated through hindrances, and that's a good learning as well. So all belongs to our exploration. So I will just give some possibilities to play with, and with the hope that they are actually open enough so you can find your own way to play with them in the practice. So having some time and seeing what would support the arriving and settling. What would support the steadiness and stability? And what would support the wakefulness? How can it be supported? Sense of wakefulness. Supported by the body, mind. how could we incline perhaps toward little more ease, little more softness or openness? Can we invite and ignite some sense of interest and curiosity to support the connection, to support the intimacy with our practice and aliveness? Seeing if it's possible to invite the heart in, some quality of kindness, maybe a sense of welcome. Support our capacity to meet. Embrace. What would support the degree of letting go? Lessening of identification. So an invitation to sense where is our interest? What feels alive for us? What thread we may want to follow? And as we do it, staying sensitive to the citta, seeing how the heart and mind is responding. And how the sense of self is arising. Choosing your way of playing. Out of these different possibilities. giving ourselves as fully as we can to the practice.